like a voicemail system.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for calling Acme. For English, press 1. For Espanol, press 2. You know, you can't.
Right.
You can't go, for English, press 1.
I know. It's so weird. You can't. I want you to put your hands together.
And welcome to the stage. Big round of applause. It goes to the neighborhood.
Welcome back to the Smokescreen Podcast, episode 62.
Crazy.
Damn, it is crazy. Been flying lately. We did skip last week. That's my bad.
Yeah, it's all right.
That's, you know, I felt like shit. And I think James had UFC night the night before. Something like that.
I'm
guessing.
Yeah, there was a UFC.
I thought there might have been.
Yeah. Saturdays are just getting hard, man.
Are they really?
Yeah, my work weeks are so hard. It's like I have to decompress all day Saturday.
Yeah.
And by the time the evening rolls around, it's like I put off all my chores. I've got to do those.
Yeah.
I'm trying to.
And I should have cleaned up this whole shithole house and all kinds of shit. But Saturday, I didn't do nothing. And then Sunday felt like shit. And damn. So we just skipped one. But we can do that. We're allowed. I guess we'll start by thanking today's sponsor.
Yes.
We do have Ewan Racing back on board with us again. And their fabulous gaming chair you see us sitting in here.
I really missed it last week.
I did. We talked about it before. You know, I've had these now for years and years and years. And they hold up well. They look good. They're just the best overall chair for the price. I've had offers from other people. We got to sell them over here. We won't say the name of off camera. It looks great, but it's just not as comfortable.
We've put them through the paces, rolling them from room to room. Boom, boom, boom.
They
boom.
Get moved all the time. And by the way, Ewan's having their Black Friday sale ongoing right now. So it's site-wide 20%, but if you use our link in the description below on YouTube, you will get 30% off if you use the code SMOKESCREEN. So go to ewanracing.com or use the code in the link in the description or pinned comment as well on YouTube.
Yes.
And get 30% off if you use that code. That's a huge chunk, by the way. I went and tested this myself and just put some random chairs in there. I did just to make sure the code worked when we first got it. And you know, you're getting $100-something off a $300 chair or a $350 chair. It's not just for gaming, by the way. I mean, they have the nice colors for gaming to match your setup if you're a streamer or a podcaster or whatever, but they have, you know, these solid black ones are nice for office chairs, anything you can think of. And they got the new upgraded chairs, apparently. I have not got my hands on one yet. Ewan, maybe we need to upgrade for the podcast. And one day we'll get a third one and another microphone for guests in-house.
Yes.
So maybe they'll be kind enough to send us another black one to match. And then by the way, speaking of that, we got our cameras we can use.
Yeah.
We were going to use those today, and we ended up, the iPad's almost dead, so. But,
it set up, look good.
Yeah, it's going to look good. It's going to be a better camera, by the way, because I know we use this kind of webcam. It is HD, but when we zoom, by the time we zoom and edit it, people are saying, I've seen a couple comments like, use better cameras. But we got them. But anyway, thank you again to Ewan Racing for sponsoring today's podcast. We didn't really have a plan. We were just going to bullshit. We could have just came in here and, you know, did more convicting a murderer and kept that ball rolling. I do want to go back to it at some point, like I showed you downstairs or that series I talked about. I do want to get back to it to some degree.
Well, I never thought we'd put a bow on it.
No. It's ongoing.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
And we talked about how Thanksgiving is coming up and... you know, figure we could talk a little bit about Thanksgiving and what we're thankful for, or Thanksgiving's memories or whatever. So, but I think we always do pretty good when we just bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. We could have started recording when you walked in the door.
Yeah.
If we just were in, you know, had good mics on us at all times, and that would be a great podcast. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The best ones are really just bullshitting because there's a little pressure when you don't have a topic and you, for some reason, but when it's not recording, we're talking free flowing about everything in our daily lives and work weeks and all that good shit.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you know, you feel like, oh, we got to have a topic. We don't have to have a topic.
No,
we can just, there's all kinds of topics. There's going to be all kinds of shit come up. There's no telling.
That's right. You see my new little.
I was going to, I said that before we got started. So I'm not familiar with this show, apparently.
It was a movie called Say Anything. Okay. And this dude, his name's Lloyd Dobler, and you know, it's the basic 80s.
Yes.
You know,
oh, I remember those days, boy, the boombox
romance movie. Yeah, and this iconic, you know, him holding the boombox and playing Peter Gabriel's.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, I know what you're talking about now. Now that you just said Peter Gabriel.
Yeah.
I absolutely know what you're talking about.
It gets brought up in so many movies and TV shows and stuff.
Okay. Yeah. I was having a brain fart when you said that earlier. You said Peter Gabriel, that triggered something.
You know, it's the classic. He's not good enough to date this girl.
Oh, right.
You know, like Karate Kid. And yeah. All that, you know?
Yeah, but she's Karate
from
Kid.
From the other side of the tracks. He wants to be a kickboxer, and her dad wants him to have his shit together.
You know, speaking of Karate Kid, I'm glad when Cobra Kai came out, they explored that actual thing that Johnny was not the bad guy.
You know, I hate I missed out on all that.
Oh, that's right. You didn't. Yeah, you didn't finish.
I remember liking the first couple episodes. Yeah, but damn, so much to watch, man. Yeah, it's hard to keep up.
But, and you know, the last two seasons, they've been okay. I haven't really kept up since, but they're the first two are really good. And you know, that's always been a thing. You know, Sweep the Leg, Johnny was a popular song. Sweep the Leg, Johnny. It had the video and everything. And then people like were breaking down that movie like, you know, he wasn't the bad guy. It was Daniel. And it was.
I got to see the logic behind it.
Yeah. Okay. So think about the beach scene, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's out there partying with his friends. They got the fire going and he's got his boombox.
Mm-hmm.
And they kicking the soccer ball around and it goes, rolls out. And Daniel picks it up and takes it to the girl and tries to talk to his girlfriend right there on the beach.
Yeah. Okay, I see.
And Johnny's
that.
Like, what are you doing talking to my girlfriend? And then he starts, and then Ralph Macchio hits him first, or tries to. And then, later on, they're at the Halloween party, and, you know, he's just sitting there. They're just, you know, I think Johnny's dressed as a shower. No, he's in the skull.
Yeah,
the skeleton. Ralph Macchio, Daniel, is in a shower. He's got a shower curtain. And he pranks Johnny in the bathroom.
Yeah,
Johnny didn't start anything, and then they chased him down to beat him up, and that's when Pat Morita shows up, you know, and saves his ass again. So I'm telling you, it's absolutely true.
Yeah, the new kid in town trying to steal his girlfriend.
He does.
Yeah.
He makes all the first moves. Because Johnny's just like, basically, look, stop talking to my girlfriend type of thing. That's all he said at first. Now, you know, then his teacher pushes a little too far later.
Oh, yeah.
But with Sweep the Leg and starting the whole... Anyway, it's a good show, but it got kind of cheesy after, you know, kind of the same thing repeated in different forms. But it was cool to see all the people come back from all the movies.
Funny bit of trivia, if I'm right.
Trivia? Oh, that we could do a podcast trivia.
His, because I said he wanted to be a kickboxer.
Mm-hmm.
His dojo is the same as the Cobra Kai dojo.
Oh,
same exact one that was used in both movies.
Oh, like when filming.
Uh-huh.
Oh, cool.
Yep. So, there you go. Neat little Dayless, tidbit.
Useless, not sports trivia.
Yeah.
We were talking about that downstairs.
Oh, dude, if you ever wanted to do a podcast quizzing me on baseball stats,
I would love that. Okay, give me...
Oh, shit.
Give
now,
me...
I got to tell you, though, my sweet spot.
Oh, okay. Uh-oh.
I'm old baseball.
Okay.
So give me anything from, let's say, the 50s and 60s to the 90s.
Okay.
I still know some past, you know, the 90s, but
what years did Mickey Mantle play?
Oh, he played from 1952 to 1968.
52 to 68. Okay, give me his 1953 batting average.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, I just jumped straight into a hard one. I'm sorry.
I'm going to guess that.
I have no idea. It'd been his sophomore year.
Oh, God, let's see. I don't know. He was a good hitter, really good hitter. Yeah. So I would say it was... 318.
His baseball card that I had just popped in my head. That's why I picked Mickey.
Oh, Mantle. Did you have a Mickey?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I never did, man.
Yeah, man. Anyway, it wasn't a good grade. I mean, it was pretty bad. But it's pretty. I mean, good shape, but you know, for a card, it wasn't in good shape for the grading system. But anyway, I miss those days of going to the baseball card shop, riding your bike up to the shop, and buying boxes or cases or trading. You know, you and a few friends go up there, and you know, you knew the owner. We knew the owner.
Love
he
that.
Worked with us,
yeah.
You know, later on at Pizza Hut, and that was always fun, man.
Really cool. And that's one place you could go as a kid and just window shop for hours.
Oh,
hang
yeah.
out. People were always in there talking cards, talking favorite players and teams and stuff.
Yeah, and you were like, you had your own collection at home, but you were in awe because yeah. he had the glass cases.
That's right.
And
anything
that's all
behind
that
the
was.
Case, you just stare at.
Yeah, the only that was really all the difference was yours was in boxes if you had a you know big enough collection.
Mm-hmm.
After a while, you did, but his were all in glass cases, and then each one was in the hard shell covers. That's what made it so fucking cool.
Yes,
but yeah, those were the good old days. Kind of like arcades.
Yeah.
You know, you spent a lot of time there and feel like you got something. And you did. You know, they were valuable. And then something happened. Damn, I don't know. 20 what? Years ago where everything just dropped off completely and everything was worthless.
Yeah, they saturated the market.
Yes.
And then basically there's been this renaissance in card collecting. Even like Pokemon cards and things like that, huge. But what they wised up and started putting a lot of chase cards in there, which I'm not a big fan of. But if there's these variant type cards,
right.
where they're because that was the whole thing, you know, we say got a Jose Canseco rookie card, thought, wow, this is amazing.
Right.
Didn't realize there was hundreds of thousands of those cards made. So although there was a spike in popularity in the beginning,
right.
they would never hold value because people could just pull them out of
that's right.
you know, every other pack.
Because when they would come out, you would get a Beckett, and they would be like $15 before you open the box.
Right.
Like you'd buy a case or just a you know box of packs, and
yeah.
now you can get four or five.
Now you can well this company called Panini has bought out so much of you know how Topps used to have like baseball, football, hockey, basketball, all those
right.
Now sports leagues are signing exclusive deals with card companies. So now say Topps only does baseball now of the major sports. And like Panini does basketball, football, they sign those.
I say I've never even heard that name, Panini.
I know
I have no
it's
idea
wild,
what talking
man.
About. Yeah.
But see, I think they bought Donruss as well.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do that is cool is they still do like
your
rated
tilting.
Yeah, he's on the lean. I got him propped
here. He got some glue.
I don't know why. No, it's his feet
pin.
Are wanting to sag forward. I mean, he stood beside my bed for years now, but I got him out to bring him here, and I took him apart to dust him.
Right.
And,
right, yeah.
And now he's wanting to lean. So just stand there on your own, brother.
Yeah.
he's
doing the Michael Jackson.
Do you remember they did you talking about that video where he leans?
Smooth criminal.
Yeah. Smooth criminal.
Smooth
damn.
Criminal. I'm sorry.
You remember they had like rated rookies,
yes.
things like that? They
yes.
still do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the cool thing Panini did. They knew they were buying an established brand, so they did keep some aspects of it that people would, you know, be, I don't know.
Yeah, that always breaks my heart, man, because all my cards, because it was majority baseball when I was younger, and then I got into basketball, obviously,
mm-hmm.
had all the Jordan stuff. And then I got football later, and then all of them disappeared out of my closet. You
know, that is a nightmare.
I've told you that. Yeah, it's you know, somebody stole them, man. Somebody had access to my basement back in those days, some kid that I knew, I'm sure, and just came there and wiped literally the whole closet out. I mean, not a single card left. It wasn't like a few missing. You know, it
oh
was
my.
Every box was just gone. And then I came home from college, and I was like, where's my cards? Mom was like, what do you mean? The closet was empty, and she had never moved them around. We looked that whole place over and up and down, left and right. Oh, my God,
still.
So many cards, man. And then the Jordan collection, of course, you know, I was already collecting then. So that was a that breaks my heart every time I think about baseball cards.
Yeah,
because you can't get that back, man.
No, no.
Even if they are worthless, you know, I still love to still have those cards. I still have some comics left, not many. I've sold a few of those, but if you have a few boxes,
I bought a little run of Conan the Barbarian just last week. Just got them from eBay.
I was just thinking the other day. I want ten of them. I want my Garbage Pail Kids back,
dude. Yeah, those are popular again.
Huh. I wonder if there's a I'm sure there's collections on eBay. Like there, I don't know if there was any. See, I don't remember. Was there like a series of those? I know there was more series than like just one big release.
Yep.
That's what I thought.
Yep. They were series one, series two, things like that.
Those
were really cool, to be honest with you.
They couldn't release Garbage Pail Kids today.
No way.
There was some good ones, man.
Oh, yeah. Such a cool idea.
It was.
It's really, that's the 80s, man.
What was the suit? I was trying to think of one. Something Susie. Damn. It's always the same letter. So like.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Shifting Susie, or I just made that up, but I can't remember. They were hilarious.
And, you know, they had the same picture would have two different titles.
Yeah.
So you could get, you know, a card that looked like a duplicate at first look, but have a different name. They were really cool. I don't know. I used to love to get those stickers, like, because I remember when Michael Jackson was everywhere. You know, he had stickers you could buy, like baseball cards, and there would be several stickers in there, and they'd be stuck on my dresser. The football card stickers, I would take those off and put them around a shoebox that I had.
Right.
And then you find out they're worth money, like that Jordan sticker. Yes. Holy shit.
Yes. And then came the hologram stuff later.
Yes.
The holograms. Mm-hmm. I still have, I think I've showed you those. I just put them up in the attic not too long ago because they were in the garage still in boxes from when I moved. But I still have all the Jordan / Chicago Bulls Sports Illustrateds and all those.
I remember looking at those.
Still have all those, Bird Magic, all those.
I gave you that Gatorade set. You remember that?
Yes.
And the little cardboard thing?
Yeah, still got that too.
I think you had to mail in the caps of Gatorade and get them.
So that's the only thing that I have left as far as any of those collectible things. I mean, I have, you know, books and stuff, but not any of my cards. So.
Do you remember those I guess in the same vein of Garbage Pail Kids, those Mad Balls, I think was the name of them. They were about the size of a baseball. They were squishy.
Yes.
But they had like really gross looking faces and stuff on them.
Yes. That's what I was going to say. There's been some weird little toy things that take off. And even we got older and had kids, they had the weirdest shit that would get popular.
Mm-hmm.
Those little, I don't even remember what they were when Camden was little.
Polly Pocket?
Don't sound familiar. What the fuck is that?
Little dolls. This little. They were just, Brooklyn had a lot of them.
They were like erasers or something.
Oh.
They were just little, I don't remember now. I'm having I don't remember.
Now, I remember when we were kids, there was a little eraser type guys like, I think it was called Muscle.
Yeah. Like, yeah. No, these are just like little different items. I don't know. They're just minis or something. I don't remember what the hell they're called. There's been so many weird little toys and collectibles that kids go crazy over. You know, people go to Walmart during Christmas getting fights over that kind of shit.
Yes. Oh, dude. I remember my sister got a glow worm.
Oh, shit.
I was so happy she got that thing. She loved that damn thing.
A glow worm. I remember those.
That was really cool. It's a good idea to have something that lights up for a kid.
Yeah. Anyway, I mean, collectibles are fun. It gives you something to do and something to organize. And, you know, and like me and you, we collected silver for a long time. Then I think we still both got a little bit. We stopped for a while. I did anyway, and sold a lot of gold. All my gold that I dug up out of the ground myself. With all that manual labor, all those camping trips, I sold an ounce of gold. That was cool, though.
It is cool.
It's cool that you can literally take gold that you go get with your own hands and sell it. But I went back since and got a few more silver things. But
yeah,
I don't know. There's something about collecting that's cool. I mean, kind of like this room. I mean, I'm just collecting like cool statues and things.
It's cool to come into and see all these things.
Yeah.
Like if this was my first time in here, I would really be in awe and look around at everything. My buddy Brad, who I know you've talked to him on the phone before. Y'all both had the martial arts and stuff in
common. Oh, yeah.
He has gotten into doing like World War II era models.
Ooh.
And I'm telling you.
That's funny you say that because I've been playing those games.
He is putting so much time and effort into the details of these things. And then he isn't a really good amateur photographer. He takes some pictures of them. The pictures are just as nice as the models, but he puts so much detail in these things. They look battle worn. So amazing.
I love that shit, dude.
I do too.
I was going
to
actually
gives
say
me an itch to try.
It's funny you said that because I've been playing. You know how I play. I stream DVD still most of the time, but I've been playing War Thunder, which is World War II in general game. You can do ground battles with tanks. You can do sea battles with ships and air battles with planes. And you collect all these different awesome planes. I've been playing that again, but it's made me think I want to go back and fly RC planes again with my dad like we used to. Because I had the, you know, my favorite plane ever is a P-51 Mustang.
Me too.
Specifically the Red Tail version. And that was a badass plane me and my dad both had. And I crashed mine through a tree, and that's the last time I flew. We were flying together, and it was so cool because they're identical. And, you know, like a little formation, we're flying around, and he lands first, and then I land, and I have it lined up perfect, but my depth perception was way fucked up, apparently, because it wasn't on this side of the big tree way out there on the run. You know,
oh, yeah.
It was on the other side, and I was like, no. I mean, I was lined up perfect all the way. I see it shoot through the tree.
Hot damn.
And then the farmer that owned the land that rented out to the club, because you had to have this big space, right, and he just rented it to the club. So you had to pay monthly fees for, you know, we had a runway and all that stuff, kept it mowed really low. And then they put an actual little strip out there for jets, but
that's cool.
He had to come throw the fuselage over the fence. The wings came something. No, I'm sorry. The fuselage made it. The wings did not make it. So he had to come throw the wings over. But yeah, I still have that in an actual bag, the parts. All right. We had a quick wardrobe change. It was getting hot as fuck in this room. So sorry. Not that they'll know. We'll just edit that and I'll be
hot
wearing.
As hell.
I'll just have changed shirts or taken my sweatshirt off technically. But anyway, we're talking about like, I don't know, random shit. So I was talking about my airplanes, but
yes.
You were just mentioning the Jordan thing, the documentary.
Yeah. There's a cool documentary on Prime Video now, brand new about the, Air Jordan 1.
Yeah, changed the world. That's it crazy, did. Ain't it? That's huge.
Yes. And what I didn't realize, it was such a big deal. And, I mean, it all came back. I guess, you know, I realized it without really paying attention was how bland the shoes we used to be.
Oh, they were. But, man, let me just take this opportunity to tell everybody listening or watching on YouTube, go back and check out some of our older podcasts. We did.
Yeah.
Our 23rd, we did Michael Jordan because I've been a huge Jordan fan since I was a kid, and you brought that up. And then the tragic thing happened with Kobe, and we did 24 on Kobe, and it just happened to line up like
that.
It was no plan at all. It was crazy.
I know.
But yeah, you know me, I'm a Air Jordan collector. I used to have more, but I have the first 14 because that's his Bulls years, and I'm missing a couple. I'm missing threes. I mean, I have a pair of threes, but they're tinkers, so they're not, you know, the originals. So I need threes, and I need taxis, 12s, and I'll have the first 14. But I think I'm going to have to eventually go to 18 because he played for the fucking Wizards. And if you remember, I told you this story. When Camden was born, I had bought 18s
because
I bought them every year, and I took them back.
All right, I remember.
I've never ever taken a pair of shoes back, and I took them back. Well, I was like, I got to be a responsible adult.
Yep,
I got a kid. I cannot blow $250. At the time, those were $250. They came in a metal briefcase with a suede brush, and I took them back to Foot Locker. Or I'm sorry, I guess it was whatever. Foot Action, I think maybe it was. Whatever store I had the manager that held them for me. You know what I'm saying? She was nice enough to, I was always in there, so she would always like, man, I got you 13s. I'm like, cool. I had a kind of a hookup.
Oh.
Took them back.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah, well, I had a kid. I had to give up hookers and coke.
I know, it sucks, don't it?
It does. Biscuits and porn.
I know, man. I just glanced at when you walked in thinking it was like, you know, Bubba Gump or something. The Bubba Gump Shrimp Company, and it just reminded me of Pool and Chicken from fucking that's one of the best movies of all time.
But everybody, evidently, there's a gas station at the Outer Banks. My boss thought it would be a cool gift to give me.
Where at the Outer Banks? I've been there several times.
I don't know. What does it say on here?
Just Outer Banks.
Oh.
Biscuits and porn. That's got to be an interesting store.
Has to be.
Yeah, I said it in my southern. Interesting.
Yeah. Has to be an interesting store. One forgot gravy.
It's fucking good enough. Oh, I know something. Sorry. This is random shit. This is random shit by me. I thought about getting back and trying to do some more voice stuff again, man.
Hey, man.
I mean, it's so hard because so many people do it, man. But somebody said something about you, actually, in one of our podcasts, like talking about your voice, and you can sing to her any day. You got a comment, man. I mean,
I gotta go read that.
Yeah, I don't remember which podcast. It was one of the Convicting a Murder podcast, but that actually is what made me think. And I was like, because she said something, I was like, I wasn't totally sure, but she said the guy on the right, were they watching us? Yeah,
that's you.
The left. No, she said left. Yeah. Oh yeah. And I was like, okay, but it seemed to be something, I can't remember. Anyway, she was talking about you.
Hey, no.
I concluded, and just made me think. She said Quincy Jones' voice or something.
Wow.
I think that's what it was. Anyway, but it made me think about it. Because, you know, I got on voices.com years ago, and I was, you know, I showed you a couple little things I did. You know, you do the auditions or whatever for little reads, and it can be for commercials or whatever. But I remember Graham Mack, who did my audiobook for The Crimson Gods, you know, he told me, you could do it, man. I'm like, audiobooks? I'm a redneck. You know, a lot of people need Southern voices.
I remember a lot of people used to compliment the way we talked.
Yeah, no, definitely is, but I mean, for like commercial applications, yeah, not from around
our
here.
Own people hate us. No, hate the way we talk.
But like, you know, if you're doing a, I don't know, what is it, a PVR, like a voicemail system?
Oh yeah.
Thank you for calling Acme. For English, press 1. For Espanol, press 2. You know, you can't.
Right.
You can't go. For English, press 1.
I know. It's so weird. I wonder why you can't.
I know.
I mean, seriously.
Why not?
Anybody.
Why does everybody have to cater to, like, regular, I don't know what you call it, non-accents, I guess. They all have accents, but I guess more of the California.
Some accents are annoying.
Yeah, sure.
All right? So I know if I feel like accents are annoying, then my accent can be annoying as well.
Look, when I hear... It's just, I guess it's really more tone of voice, but certain, even Southern ones get on my nerves when they're too crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Because people, you know, I guess I guess it depends on where you're from, but if you go a little over the top with it.
I think so too.
But, you know, I mean, could you imagine, you know, reading, you know, me trying to read an audio book? I don't know. I don't know if people would need, because there's, even if I try to not, you know, slur my words and all that stuff, they would still pick up on it, because I'm not going to try to fake it, I guess. I guess what I'm saying. I don't know.
Yeah. It's what's weird, man. You can really try to enunciate everything and sound so proper and then listen to it back, and it's like, turn right up here.
There's been some TikToks like that. You've seen those? Where somebody's like, it was a Chinese dude. It was funny as shit. He's a comedian. He was like, when you record your own voice, and he's like, yeah, let's see, Tuesday morning at 9 o'clock, I need to go to this meeting, whatever. And he plays it back, goes, Tuesday, 9 o'clock, I need to open.
What the fuck? That's the way I felt my whole life, yeah.
Exactly. When I watch one of our videos, it's exactly what I feel. I mean, every time. I mean, I'm not ashamed of it at all, but it's just what I hear.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I don't know, that was just so random, sorry. I'm just trying to think of something, man, to get going again. I've always wanted to do it. I think it would be cool because, you know, you can be in video games now, and I've auditioned for several little mobile game things, and I've done some cool voices. I used to be able to do cool voices. And I think it'll be cool, man. But there's just so many people trying to do it. And, you know, people are on Fiverr and they're on voices.com. And I think that's the, you know, I don't know where it exactly gets started. That's really where people get
listening
started.
Listening to some of the ones you did, I thought they sounded fine.
I thought some of them sounded okay. You know how it is. You listen to yourself. Yeah, that sounds pretty good. And somebody else thinks it's trash. I don't know, man. I hate the whatever.
The thing is, what you need to keep in mind is if you don't get the gig, you can always imagine that they were really beating their head against the wall trying to decide between the person who got it and you.
Exactly. Sure. Yeah.
Like whatever. You were that close.
Maybe. But yeah, I mean, yeah, because, you know, you really don't. You start on there and you maybe audition for 10 little jobs. You know, and these are not big. These are like small things, like $50, $100 for a little tiny 10-second read or like I said, a phone system.
Yeah.
Whatever. And you don't really expect it to, you apply for 10, maybe you'll get lucky and get one, but you don't. And you see where they've listened to it, you know, at least on that site.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, shit. So after you've done like 15, 20 of them and don't get a damn call back, you're like, well, maybe it just, my voice is not as good as I think it is. Because you have to, you know, they talk about voice acting, right? And you see people doing, have you ever seen, you've seen The Hobbit.
Uh-huh.
You've seen Benedict Cumberbatch do Smaug, the dragon.
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, he does that when you need to watch that video. Because he gets on, it's a motion capture for just his face, right? Okay. I think they use some of his movements, but basically it's just his face. But he acts this on the floor.
Oh, wow.
And he's like, I am fire. You know, he's crawling around, I am death. And he's literally acting it. And if you don't do that, you will not be, like, even a commercial, it won't be right.
Yeah.
You have to get the smile when you're tall, all that stuff. It is actually kind of acting in some way.
It is. I saw Larry the Cable Guy do Mater.
Yeah. He really. Exactly. If you're just, like, trying to read it, it is not, man, it's not going to come out right.
Do you remember any of the things you read, like, in particular, like, was a product or service?
Yeah,
that you read
I've done some, and I actually have. I think I have an old Fiverr account with some little demos on there. I did some voices for a video game, several characters. I've done for commercials. Like there was one in particular. It was like a truck, toolbox thing / cooler.
Okay,
and it was for like a southern type of guy, right? And that's why I actually applied for that one. And it was, and I can't remember the name of it now, but something like that, where you. They had this little script or whatever, and you sent in part of it for your audition. So little things like that, nothing big. I mean, I want to start small and get a couple under my belt, you know. And then you put in your thing, you know, you'll send it back within this many days, and you send an offer, and I'll do it for $100 instead of 150, you know, or whatever. You try to whatever. But everybody's doing it, you know. It's like anything. It's like YouTube.
Yeah.
Everybody's trying to start a channel, and everybody's trying to be the next big streamer on Twitch. It's never going to happen. You know, it's just numbers game.
It is. I mean, it is kind of like when you were talking about Cobra Kai.
Yeah.
There's only so many things that people can watch.
It is. That's true. And, you know, to be, you know, for what this channel used to be with Game of Thrones, I've never watched a lot of TV. I really hadn't. We told people that for years in our live stream and stuff. We watched like Shark Tank.
Yeah.
But other than that, you watched Cold Case
the
Files.
Penn and Teller thing.
Yeah.
We used to watch that a lot.
Yeah, Fool Us and shit. But no, I mean, I've watched a lot of shows. Watched a few of me with my girlfriend recently.
Gold Rush.
Yeah, that Gold was Rush. One we watched. What's the one in Alaska?
Oh, the
where they dredge underwater.
Yeah. Bering Seagull.
Bering Seagull. That was the other one.
Love that.
Yeah, Gold Rush pissed me off so bad, dude, because I'm a amateur prospector, and Todd Hoffman was a fucking idiot. I mean, just a
he's
shit
learned
idiot.
A lot, though.
Yes, he has, no doubt.
He's
but
come a long way.
Some of the things, those first, oh, my God.
Yeah, old Parker now.
Yeah.
He became a star.
Yes, he did.
Man.
I remember old Parker took over from his grandpa retiring. Yeah, and I'm so, but that was more like reality-based stuff, even though we know a lot of that's scripted, too, obviously. But yeah, and we just talked about that. You got to watch House of the Dragon.
Yeah.
I said that to Doc the other night, by the way. You know, on Twitch, I was streaming. Doc showed back up again, by the way. Says hello.
That's cool. What's up, Doc?
He's just been busy as hell working. They said he'd been working insane hours. But he said, I said, have you had a chance to listen to any of the podcasts? Because we hadn't heard him comment on anything.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, they, a few of those making a murderer slash convicting a murderer look pretty good. And he said, you got to, for the podcast, you got to get James to watch House of the Dragon. I said, I told him that.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what I said. People would love to see that shit. I don't know what it is about reactions on YouTube, but people fucking love them.
Yeah. And it would be a good excuse to watch it anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? I mean, like we could maybe figure it out in here without having like the monitor way over there.
Yeah.
Maybe set one up over here. But the thing is, if it's over there, I can capture it and throw it on the corner of the screen when I need to.
I've got a projector now. Could hang something up over there.
Well, like if I put it on that monitor and you can see it and hear it, then I can easily capture that too and put it in the edit. You know?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. But yeah. But that would be cool.
Because it would be cool if they could see us both.
Yeah.
And be watching it together.
So we'd have the same thing, but for them, you'd have the little it would be in the corner, and then I would have to blur it every 10 seconds and take out that audio, for copyright shit. Like when me and Camden did the Game of Thrones. I don't know if you saw any of those.
I saw some TikToks, yeah.
Yeah, so I put some, I did a couple TikToks of that. But now we got the Good Shorts guy doing our stuff, man. Sergio, he's good, man.
Mm-hmm.
I like him.
Yeah, those are always fun to just stumble upon as I'm scrolling through TikTok.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I've been just putting them on YouTube instead of everywhere at the same time. I try to do it like before I go to work at the right time of day. And then by the time I get up there, it's like I'm trying to, I need to go back and put on Instagram and put it over here and put it over here. I need like a one thing, like I think there's something called Hootsuite that puts it out everywhere at the same time. I don't think it would work for that, but it gets old re-uploading the same thing to 5 different platforms. But they're good. I think they help out.
Yeah.
For sure. Especially, like TikToks, they get some views, but I don't know if it's, I can't see any data that's leading people over to YouTube or anything. I don't know. Some people just like those.
No, that's happened to me, on other things. I'll see a little short thing on TikTok, and it will lead me to go look for something.
But how many times, I didn't even think about that. How many times have I watched a TikTok out of, hundreds of them and went over to find a channel or something based on that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's happened to me at least 10 or 12 times, probably. But I've watched a million videos.
We need to do, I know you know all the true crime stuff.
Man.
We definitely need to do more true crime.
So many fascinating ones I want to bring to you.
Yeah.
That,
I do want to do, I told you downstairs, and, that video series talking about Making a Murderer 2 and how they deceived to some degree, I'd really like to do that one and bring up those case files and all that stuff.
Well, I don't know if you've paid attention to the comments that were like asking us to talk about the West Memphis 3.
Yeah, I saw a couple of those. Yep.
Are you familiar with that?
Vaguely. I know a little bit, but I've seen a lot of those comments actually.
Yeah. Yeah. And that would be really cool to watch together. The Paradise Lost HBO did these documentaries,
right?
And I want to say there's at least 3 of them that HBO did.
I know we talked about those years ago.
Crazy, terrible.
Yeah.
But I think you would really enjoy watching them, and I'd like to see watch them with you and see where your mind goes.
I feel like I know we talked about it because we talked about we did a lot of those documentaries on true crime, the crazy one. I know we mentioned that. I feel like I've seen something on it, but that's been a long time ago. I know we talked about it before.
Yeah, we've mentioned it. I think it was our old podcast.
It might have been Side Effect.
Yeah.
Damn.
Side Effect. Yeah.
A long time ago.
We talked about it there.
Far, far away.
And about the little boys who went missing.
Yeah.
And they arrested a dude named Damien Eccles.
Damien,
like,
of course.
What are the odds? And he's all heavy metal listening, black hair.
See, now as you're saying that, now it's coming. Yes, now it's coming back to me, the Satanist guy.
When you said that we talked about it before, I was like, no, we hadn't. But then when you said it again, I was like, did we? But I know we did it on the Side Effect.
Yeah,
that's
that makes sense. Yeah, we've had a couple double ups there with stuff. Yeah, Bigfoot and.
But that really would be a good one to dig into.
Yeah, there were definitely I would say at least double digit comments in some of the, in the last few podcasts saying, you know, y'all need to cover the West Memphis
thing. And it makes me wonder if there's some new news about it or something.
Yeah.
Because I know those guys ended up taking an Alford plea and getting out. But I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm down for sure. But you mentioned before we started, we got Thanksgiving. Well, this comes out. Thanksgiving will be, this will come out on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving will be 2 days.
Yeah.
So, you know, I guess happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Yeah.
By the time you watch this.
Yep.
You're talking about things that we're thankful for or something.
Yeah.
Hmm. I mean, God, that could get cheesy real quick.
It could. I mean, there's so many damn
weather is
generic, I mean, things that people say, cliche things, but it's true. You know, your health, mm-hmm. you know, your family and things like that.
Absolutely.
I'm thankful that we cranked this back up.
I am too, man. It really, fun. Yeah, it gives me, I look forward to it every week. You know, and we put a little much too much pressure on ourselves about, and again, I'm not going back to as far as YouTube stuff where I'm just so, I ain't been looking at numbers and all that crap. I just want to have fun doing it and what comes, comes, you know.
Yeah.
Not that I don't want to grow, don't get me wrong. And I'm not, right. I never look at them, but being obsessive over that kind of stuff is just unhealthy. And I think I've become more anxious in the last 7 years than I ever have been in my life.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, yeah, you know, I've had anxiety and panic attacks since I was 18 or whatever, but they've been worse since YouTube. It's so weird. And there's a very common theme with that, I've noticed.
Well,
for YouTube people and Twitch people and any kind of online creator, burnout and all that shit.
What was that deal there? Because everything was going great. And then there was a Black Friday or something that happened on YouTube to everybody.
Yeah, there
they
was
changed
a,
all
there was
the
a,
rules.
Yeah,
and
the ad thing changed.
Yeah,
and that's what it was. Everything's got a Black Friday, don't
yeah.
it? Like poker. Poker yeah. had Black Friday.
That might be what I was thinking of, but there was
but
something
no, they
like
called,
that.
They called it exactly the same thing.
Okay.
They did. Yeah, it was when, you know, somebody did something stupid online or said something stupid, and then things became non-advertiser friendly.
Yeah, we're like anybody at some point, if they had a good video, mm-hmm. could get a big ad at the front of their thing, right?
Yeah,
and,
I mean,
and that changed.
Yeah, I mean, but so what they did was start looking more into in depth about, is your content ad friendly? Well, in other words, how much it costs, you know, mm-hmm. obviously you can't talk about certain things, you know, it's a private platform, all that stuff. So then what happened was that Friday you're mentioning is when everybody started uploading their shit and they're, you get the yellow bubble, the yellow, which is not, you know, you want a green one.
Yeah.
You want a green one, which means it's monetized. So you're getting paid off, you know, pennies on ads or whatever.
Right.
But when it's yellow, it's not suitable for everybody. And then
I
you
see.
Have to do these reviews. And then they've changed it since then to where they kind of learn to trust you on your own ratings.
Yeah.
But if you come out, let's say we open this podcast up, and in the first 30 seconds we said, fuck, we could be demonetized for the whole thing. After 30 seconds, it's more relaxed.
Yeah, okay.
It's weird, but and it's always going to change.
I just remember something changed about the way, yeah, people were getting
well,
paid.
Well, yeah, no, people dropped.
Like, you could get paid immediately or something, and then all of a sudden they started saying you had to have so many subs and so many views
oh,
to be monetized.
That, yeah, yes, yes. That and yeah, when you came into
the
remember,
thing.
You started your stuff, and mm-hmm. you had to get, because that had just changed. When I started YouTube, you signed up, and you were immediately a partner.
Yeah.
And you anything you put out, now you only got 10 views when you first started, but you got
still.
You got pennies, not even pennies, for those ads that ran on your videos. When you started Daily Use of Sports Trivia,
mm-hmm.
or was it Dust on the Throne after?
Yeah, Daily.
You had to get to 1,000 subs and 4,000 watch hours and all that stuff.
Yeah, to even have
to
it
even
monetized.
Be monetized.
Yeah.
And you're still not guaranteed that, by the way. They still have to review it.
Correct.
Now, from what I'm understanding, is they've cut that in half. So it's like 500 subscribers, and then I don't know if it's 2,000 watch hours. But remember, I had an old vlog channel and then the gaming channel, and they were monetized. Because
mm-hmm.
once I started Smokescreen and then it got a little bigger, I was like, well, I'll do my gaming over here and I'll do this over here. Well, those got demonetized when that changed, and I hadn't even messed with them since much. So
yeah, it's pretty wild. And so then that happened. And
yes.
And I remember they culled a lot of subs from people.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that. And then,
yeah, and they still do that, but they, before they did that, like, I don't know if it was once a month or one, every once in a while, you would just see a big drop and it was all old accounts, closed accounts and stuff like that. But they didn't do that before, like, constantly. So it looked like you just lost 1,000 subscribers or whatever, you know. So, yeah, it, a lot of shit's changed. And now I don't, again, I looked when they said they eased it back to 500 or whatever. My old channel should be technically remonetized, but they're not. Still says 1,000 on mine.
Wow.
I don't know what that means. I don't know if that's just still showing that. But anyway, but, you know, hey, I'm thankful for this channel and I'm thankful for this audience, you know, that we our old audience especially.
Very much so.
And don't take that wrong for any new people. We're happy that you're here if you're watching to join us. But, you know, it was a big thing, man. It was a big change in my life back in the day when it started getting like kind of growing. I was like totally shocked. Because I remember just, I loved my job at the time and I was just thought it was cool and it'd be a cool thing to do. And then all of a sudden, boom, you know, whatever happened.
Yeah.
And that one kind of video and kind of established it and started rolling. I was like, what? Something's actually working?
Yeah.
Everything I've ever tried fails.
Dude.
You know?
I remember you talking about it. Like, man, I got this YouTube channel now and... Next thing you know, every time we talk, you tell me like a sub count, and it was growing fast, man. It started going crazy there for a while.
And I can tell you, you know, because I started with, you know, just some random stuff. And then when I did the video on kind of shooting down the alternative from RLJ, which you remember Game of Thrones, mm-hmm. R plus L equals J, right? John's parentage.
Mm-hmm.
People were shooting out these other theories. I think it was Brandon Stark and Ashara Dane or something was John, whatever the theory was at the time. And I went through from my, at the time, very limited knowledge on the stuff I had started reading, all that stuff, the books, and shot that down. That one kind of took off. It was kind of the first video that really kind of set me up, I guess, for being a Game of Thrones channel or whatever at the time.
Yeah.
So that was cool. And that was kind of a, I don't know if you remember the old YouTube days, you could respond to people with a video.
Oh, yeah.
Like you could reply actually with a video.
Yeah.
Now, I never got to do that, but it was, that video was kind of a direct response to somebody. I didn't say any names or anything like that. It wasn't meant to be throw shade at anybody, but that was the basis of it, you know, because it was just nonsense. But anyway.
Yeah. So, but yeah. That was really fun, though, to watch you theorize on things and what you thought was happening and going to happen. And that was really cool.
It was just pretty crazy how a damn TV show brought so many people together. I mean, and across all of those channels, man, all the channels, all the people we know and got to meet and all that stuff. Just
exactly.
You're talking about millions of people. I mean, maybe we shared a lot, I'm sure, but still, I mean, That was some crazy times, fun times.
It really was fun times. And I never, ever dreamed that I would like that show.
I know. I mean, I resisted for a long time.
Yeah.
And I like fantasy. I just, but when I watched it, it was just like, okay. It's because I'm like for example, Harry Potter. I like Harry Potter fine. I don't have no problem with Harry Potter, but it's not something I'm going to go, you know, read and reread and study the lore and all that stuff. But... because it's magic-y. It's overly magic-y, you know. Mm-hmm. It's entertainment to me. It's fun. I enjoy it, but it's not something I'm, like, obsessed over. But God and Lord of the Rings I'm obsessed over, or at least was. I'm still obsessed with Lord of the Rings. Always will be. I think it's the greatest story ever told, and it's what really kind of put it on everything like this on the map. But A Song of Ice and Fire was just insane. It was like that perfect balance of a fantasy... realism and just a sprinkle of magic, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, and
there was something that appealed to everybody almost on that damn thing.
You can't help but that a wand is wimpy.
Yeah.
But right. It beats a sword.
That's
what's weird about
it. That's right. And there's just something about riding dragons
or something. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
and you don't even see it.
Yeah.
You just hear about it in Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. You do see it in House of the Dragon, by the way, a lot. Because it was just normal back then, like horses.
That's cool.
So, yeah, you get to see all that. I can't wait till you watch it, man. We really need to. I mean, you can watch it whenever you want, obviously, but I think it'd be really cool to do a reaction to it.
I feel so rusty on that whole world.
But see, that's what'll make it so good. We could pause it and I could tell you.
Yeah.
Just like the good old days.
That would be. It would be.
It'd be cool.
Yeah, but do you know what the hell's going on?
Yeah. Me? I mean, I think I've forgotten a lot, and I probably have, then, like, when the show came out, I was, like, doing videos, like, remembering most of those things we talked about leading up to that show, because I did all the, you know, preview videos, here's what's going to happen, you know, here's the general out, but, you know, the thing about that story is the details are not there, because it's just a history book. It's not like the, you know, a Game of Thrones or a Storm of Swords or any of those books where they're detailed. Mm-hmm. This is just history. And so you don't know all the little details. We found that out on the show.
Hmm.
So that's what was cool for me is I learned a lot from it. Just like, cause nobody knew every answer to that. We knew what the outcome was, right? Cause you have the whole book finished.
I was unpacking some things in my office the other day and found all my books.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think, by the way, you're on Aria 3 or something. Your latest video. We're still waiting on that.
I need to look at that. See where the hell I am.
You started doing book videos, and then you talked about Aria. I think it was because I watched it. I told you I started getting random shit a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And you did a video on Aria and what you thought was going to happen to her.
Oh, my God.
That was the last book when
I need to go back and look at
those. And then I think you started doing just the live streams, sometimes from your phone, sometimes from the laptop in the room.
Yeah, sometimes from that iPad.
Yeah.
You remember when I went downtown to Kannapolis?
Yes.
And I was like, let me show you down here. It's called this idiot
circle. Here's Dale Earnhardt. And then it's dark.
I whipped around the corner and it was like, oh, shit. They've got the whole strip closed. That was so embarrassing.
Yeah, they were building all that new shit.
It looks good now. I need to take them on a trip down through there and let them see how cool it looks.
We got a new baseball stadium with a stupid-ass name.
I've been there a couple times.
Yeah, man.
It's a really nice
field. Who changes their names from the Intimidators?
I know. I don't know why they did that. I'll
tell you why.
But
Teresa fucking Earnhardt's
why. Yeah, that's what I hear.
Fuck her.
But they did keep his likeness as the mascot. So I like that.
Yeah, kind of, sort of. It's just the Cannonballers. Give me a fucking break. The Intimidators to the Cannonballers.
Yeah.
What? The Double-A White Sox, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. So, whatever. But yeah, it's a nice little stadium. They're trying to, you know, make it all uppity over there in Kannapolis.
Yeah, they're doing a damn good job of it.
It is. It's nice. It's
so
cool.
Different than Idiot Circle.
Yeah, that's what it was called.
Yeah.
You know, and our parents were young. That was Idiot Circle.
Yeah. But I don't know, man. I would like to. I haven't even looked at my channel in a while. I need to see where
it was. Yeah, do you remember the login?
I'm sure I've got it saved. I hope I do.
Yeah, I went, thank you. Thrown@gmail.com. I just gave out your email address again like you used to.
Oh,
lambasted.
Holy hell. Dude, that was pretty wild for a while.
I'll cut that out because I remember you, if you want me to.
No, that's all right.
You used to give it away. I'm like, you sure?
You did. You every time you'd say that.
Yeah, you're old fashioned. I get it. Believe me.
I didn't realize.
But, you know, in those days, there were DMs on YouTube. They're not anymore. So there's no more of that. Because you could go to the About section and message somebody.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But not anymore. So you were always like, yeah, send me an email over here.
Yeah.
I'm like, you sure? You sure you want to do that?
You remember I sat in the bedroom and I did that. I know I'd call you in there every damn time.
Every time.
And
yeah, your face would be red as shit, boy.
Oh, my God.
You and technology don't mix.
Yeah, when, you know, I would get invited to go do those.
Yeah, you did some strange with other people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would not know how to damn do that shit. Oh, my God. That was terrible.
Right.
And then me and... Martingus did the
Yeah,
the ghost stories. That was really cool. That was really cool.
Yeah, I thought y'all were supposed to do a part two to that.
Yeah. But I want to do another ghost one. Like, I seriously, I have probably
a podcast?
Watched. Yeah.
Let's do it.
I'd like to, because I'm really, really, I see so many on videos I watch. Don't get me wrong. I see the ones where I'm like, that's a string.
Yeah, right,
it's
right.
Got to be an invisible string.
Yeah.
Why would a ghost push something like that? But there are some really, really good videos that you can question. But I see so many people in the comments who are, well, I guess a lot like you as far as just so skeptical about it.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, I don't know. I'm almost going to go on a crusade to prove it. I'm going to get myself in trouble. I know I'll probably get attacked by some entity trying to prove that they exist. Okay. But like, well, okay, so like Gettysburg Battlefield. Do you believe people when people say they see soldiers walking around out there and stuff?
No, but I mean, I think that I'm not, like, again, it's what I've always said. I don't think they're necessarily crazy. I think they see something in what they want to see or whatever that may be. But, you know, I don't think there's actual spirits walking around Gettysburg. You know what I mean? But, you know, that's what I've always said. I'm certainly open to it. I don't know. And I don't think that everybody that sees something is crazy. I think they probably see something. But I don't know what – I can't necessarily explain what that is or
– Then if their camera picks it up, you think they've doctored it?
Not necessarily. Because, like I was telling you before
– You don't think something that violent – can get imprinted?
I don't think there's any evidence for that. For, like, scientifically, what does that mean? Like, imprint, you know? Like, energy?
What, do I need to write some equation?
No.
What do you mean scientifically? What does that mean?
I mean, okay, so it's kind of like the chi thing in martial arts.
Uh-huh.
They say, you know, you can use your chakras and channel chi, and that's all been proven to be bullshit because there's no evidence of that, of actual mm-hmm. energy that you can move around your body and then force into a, you know, you've seen Bushido martial mm-hmm. arts stuff. That's the principle, right? I mean, there's some kind of, it's got to be some kind of energy. So I'm saying that in that, to that degree, what something that sounds like Tolkien, actually, it really does, how the ring was made, but like you're saying something violent, like a war, mm-hmm. I guess is what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
And leaving
or a murder.
An impression yeah. on an area.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Or,
I don't know.
Like, say Hiroshima or something, you know, where, you know, something very crazy happens. I think things get imprinted like that. I don't know. I just know they're real. I just know that. And what I'm saying is, I say ghost and skeptics think I'm talking about a floating sheet. You know what I mean? So I don't know what to call it other than the word that I've been raised to call it. There's something there.
Yeah.
There's something there that slams doors and fucking knocks on walls and shit. Like, it's not, you know, an earthquake or the fucking house settling every time. And it's not something that people want to see. It's a real thing. And it's almost insulting for it to be a joke to people. I mean, seriously, there's something.
Well,
there.
I think a lot of that is too, is the shows, you know, if you watch any of the ghost hunting shows and they go out and they got these things, whatever.
And you find out they're full of shit.
They never find anything. They use things they think's going to like somehow give you some energy mm-hmm. reading. And it's just all like kind of made up, or I don't know. It's like Ghostbusters,
mm-hmm.
you know, EMP, you got the reader.
Well, and it's like like I've said about the UFO shit. Is like, it's almost always the people who are huge Star Trek fans and Star Wars fans and stuff that are that are fucking, you know, abducted, you know. But it's the ones like the fire in the sky with what's his name? You know, they're out there logging. And you got all these guys with this Travis Walton, story.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't know that loggers are not Star Trek fans. I'm just saying.
Probably not. They don't fit. I mean, they don't fit the bill.
Yeah, right. As much. So.
But like, okay, but that's a good example of you saying that, the impression thing, right? And I said that kind of off the cuff, but that's actually a pretty good example of what I mean by fantasy, because that's literally how Tolkien wrote, and I'm not, this is just a good example of this.
Mm-hmm.
That's literally how he wrote Sauron making the One Ring. You don't have to be a Tolkien nerd to understand that, we'll get into details, but he puts his essence into this. He imprints his malice and all this shit to the One Ring that rules them all.
Right,
so
right.
It's literally a fantasy story, and that's what it sounds like to my ears.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm, you know. So that's actually isn't fantasy what you're describing.
Yeah. I think like the, you know how we talked about the Joe Rogan thing when somebody's like, oh, I hear, you know, they hear the name Joe Rogan and then they don't hear
Blaine.
Anything after that.
Yeah. Fuck David Blaine.
Like the fucking, the Amityville Horror, right?
Yes.
So this dude kills his whole family in this house and then another family moves in and they're it's haunted, right?
Too bad we can't stay, baby.
Exactly. But because those fucking, that couple, the Warrens or whatever their name is, that conjuring people, because that couple went to the Amityville house, it's like people will go, oh, yeah, they were full of shit. I don't believe anything, you know. And then meanwhile, you know, who's to say? I don't know. I'm just using that as an example.
Yeah.
I don't know all the details of it. I don't know. I just feel like when a family reaches out to somebody like them, they don't realize at the time they're con men or they're trying to do this to further their career or something.
Yeah.
They're looking for help before they just bought their dream house. I don't know. So that's where I want to go with the ghost thing is I'd rather have like some good bullet points and stuff. And like I said, it's almost a crusade because I sit watching videos and again, half of them do look like, you got a friend helping you here, do this and that. But then there are some where it's like, I'm putting myself in their shoe. I kind of, you know, feel I'm looking at it. Like if I uploaded this video and I was sincere, And I got all these comments that this person is getting. I mean,
oh no,
it sucks. Man.
I totally understand that. When you know whatever, it don't even have to be about ghosts.
If you know
you're right about something,
correct.
I completely get that frustration, and then people deny it when you fucking know in your heart for whatever it is to be true, and then everybody's, you know,
and again, I don't know these people. I don't know if. I mean, because you know me, we've talked about that on this very podcast, how I get fooled by videos a lot of times, right? But so I don't know if they're not fooling me. I'm just thinking like, what, man, these people post this video to try to prove that their house is haunted and to get made fun of and like, oh man.
It's like anything, man. You got people who out there who are posting those videos who really are seeing something, they believe something, whatever it may be, but there's so many other people doing it for attention.
There are.
That it fucking makes him look like one of those people.
Yep.
And that's the problem.
And the same with Bigfoot.
Same with all those
it's
things.
It's like, just because I would not pay money for a freaking costume and go sit out in the woods and let somebody film me walking around, I assume, naively so, that more people are like me.
Yeah.
But they're not. I think it really are people who just...
Part of that, too, was, you know, when we got to talk to Ethan from Ozzyman on our old podcast, he came on and, you know, let us know how, you know, kind of behind the scenes, because his whole thing, right, is getting these videos, these viral videos and doing voiceovers and, you know, all that kind of stuff. When he revealed all that stuff about how 99% of those viral videos are completely fake for marketing purposes, it kind of shatters that world.
Yeah,
a
it does
bit,
so.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And then you find out kind of too, like we talked about my buddy or my cousin Eric, who is on reality shows that ain't reality, you know, you start seeing that kind of stuff and it just like deflates that balloon.
It does. And then now you throw in the deep fake
Yeah, oh,
God. Just the whole concept of deep fake.
The AI shit, man.
Yes, AI in general.
That's another good podcast right there on its own, AI and art.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big debate about it, and I tend right now to be just, again, off my limited knowledge, I don't even know if that's a stance, anti-AI art, because I don't, to me, it's not real art.
I agree.
You know, but some people are arguing, well, the person that's programming that, blah, 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 is the artist. But no, you know, again, I don't want to, I'm ignorant on the subject, okay. But I think that would be a good
me too.
Discussion.
I do too.
You know, if I'm using somebody else's tool and I just type in whatever, these prompts, and it spits out this beautiful image, I didn't draw that with my hands.
Correct.
Now, I pictured something like that in my head. But if I can't physically paint, draw, sketch, whatever, even use my mouse in a program and do it digitally, which is still drawing, or on a pad, like an iPad Pro, you know, those Art Pro tablets, all that stuff, I don't think it's art. I think it's computer-generated images.
I do too.
Now, they're cool, but they're being abused. Like everything is going to be abused. It's a good tool. But like everything, it's going to be abused. And now we don't know what's real anymore. I mean, we have, you know, you can have the president of the United States saying some stupid shit online, and you won't be able to tell the difference anymore.
Yeah. When you're to the point of thinking everything is fake, it may as well be.
That's right.
Like, what's the difference?
Perception is reality.
Yeah.
I mean, there's, you know, we did a podcast on kind of online stuff like Mr. Beast blowing up and the rise of OnlyFans and e-girls, as they call them.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's whole AI girls.
Oh,
you don't have to be a real girl anymore.
Wow.
You can just spit out these images of these half naked model girls that are, you know, perfect in every way.
And they're interacting, like
some are video now. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Some are not, some are pictures and stills, but you can't, some of them you can't tell. And now, you know, of course, they have their own OnlyFans accounts.
Wow.
They're not even real.
Wow.
I mean, it's insane. I mean, half the videos you see on YouTube now are bots that do it all. These automation channels, you know.
I'll be damned.
You know, like, I don't know, ASMR sleep channels where they play sounds or a voice reads the script and then writes the script and you don't have to do anything but upload it. I mean, is that art? I don't think so.
Yeah.
Now again, if it's a little different, if you like type up a script and
I agree.
Maybe you just don't want to
agree
read
with
it,
that.
That's different.
Now, but as far as your CGI, the AI art, can you copyright that?
I say
just type in a phrase, you know, donkey.
I don't surfing. Think so. I don't think if you use somebody else's engine, you can. But I don't know. You know?
Yeah, no joke.
Because you're using their software, it's essentially what it is. It's not technically AI. We're calling AI. It's not AI actually, but it can just scour the internet for everything and put together shit. So it's getting close.
Yeah.
But it's scary, you know.
Well, I don't know that ChatGPT. I hear a lot about it. I'm very curious about it.
I played around with it a couple of times when it first came out. I haven't since, but yeah, there's so many now. There's so many.
I've seen videos where people talk about using it to create a business. Mm-hmm. Like it'll give you a whole business plan. And
yep. That's what I mean. Like
it's really wild.
You can tell it to do or write anything. You can, you know, kids are using it to write their whole term papers. And, you know, obviously that's been a thing for a while, but it used to be, you'd have to go online and find somebody and pay them money and they would send you a copy in an email.
Yeah.
There's always been, everybody's going to find a way to cheat.
Yeah.
But now you can just go type in, I don't know, the War of 1812 and blah, 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 blah. And it'll spit out the whole damn thing formatted correctly and you're done.
Yeah. And then you can take what it spits out, re-upload it to it and say, now make this sound like me or like a 11th grader.
Exactly.
You know, and it will. It's really wild, man.
It is.
So teachers are screwed.
They are. Our society's screwed.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just be real about it. Mm-hmm. When we were talking about Elon Musk a little bit earlier on Joe Rogan. You know, when we start getting to the point of reading thoughts and all that crazy shit, we're done, dude. we're fucking done.
Yeah. Like I said, I don't want that.
No.
I have no desire to speak without talking or communicate without speaking.
No, that's weird. I mean, that's cool. Look, that's cool to read about and watching a movie.
Yeah.
I don't want that in reality. You know, I want to go to a cabin and go fishing.
Yeah.
In the mountains.
Then the next thing will be like, now the next step in communicating without speaking, you no longer even have to nod or shake your head.
That's right.
It's like, what the hell, man?
What's the point? If you can't interact with people in a genuine way and, you know, smile and say hello and shake hands, and what's the point of all this, you know?
Just
climb in your cocoon and plug into your fucking VR headset and wither up and die like the fucking Matrix. That's what we're turning into, is the Matrix.
So let me ask you this.
We're all batteries in the Matrix.
Let's say I picked up, this is, let's say it's a fresh hot cinnamon roll, right? Yeah. And I do like this, and we have Neuralink.
Yeah, and I'm going, damn.
Do you know what it smells like? If you know my thoughts?
Yeah, I
how does that work?
I guess whatever, fuck if I whatever is lighting up in your brain is lighting up in mine.
It's weird, ain't it? I don't know. Smell my finger. Sorry.
You remember this?
No,
I won't say anything else about that. Oh shit! Oh my god! Yeah, man, it's getting weird, dude.
Yeah,
it's getting crazy.
Cause it sucks, man. It sucks to have a conversation with somebody that knows everything already, right? You know how obnoxious that is when you talk to somebody and they know everything.
Oh yeah, like
they really are. They're gonna really know every fucking thing you know.
I know.
Like, man, if you,
it's like everything, man. Technology is the cool. Is very cool. You know, when you can, you know, give somebody mobility again who's lost their legs, or you know, something like that. You know, there's everything. And social media is fine. It's a tool. The problem is, it's also overused and become like people's worlds. And we're all guilty to some degree. I'm not saying I'm immune from it either. Just saying it's beyond what it was initially intended, and it's become people's lives, and they're not out getting vitamin D anymore. Now, you know, you hear us saying, go touch grass. TikTok. Okay. Mm-hmm. I haven't watched TikTok a lot lately, actually.
I've never heard of it. What is it?
TikTok. Yeah. It's this app. It's crazy, man. It's like these short form videos.
Oh,
it's like
cool.
Backwards. Like, you know, YouTube came out, people were watching like long videos, and now they're back to these 15-second things. Most of them are comedy.
Hell yeah.
Now it's all just shopping.
Oh, I know. That's all it is, man. It really is. All jokes aside, it truly is.
I haven't even been watching it, but I saw, I've completely lost my train of thought.
No, don't tell me that.
I did.
Sucks.
What were we talking about? Repeat some words.
Hold on a second.
What were we just talking about?
Yeah, because I had something I was going to bring to. I had this fucking do that stupid ass joke. You just, you said TikTok.
What did we say right before that?
I know. I'm trying to think. We were talking about Neuralink. Oh, injuries, and that's where I was going to go next, because you brought up fixing people.
Yeah, giving people back their mobility and stuff, and then social media, blah, blah, blah. Oh, I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Good.
Kids, and I'm saying kids, I mean, we're talking about, what, 30 and under now?
Yeah, true, true.
They have discovered walking.
What the hell do you mean?
On TikTok, there's a trend now.
Mm-hmm.
They call it silent walking. So what you do is you put your phone down, you take off your earbuds or headphones or whatever, and you just walk through nature.
Really?
Or in a park or on the street. And just think to yourself, with your own thoughts. And they call this, and I'm air quoting for anybody on audio, silent walking. So, in other words, the millennials and younger or whatever have discovered walking.
As ridiculous as that sounds, I'm all for it.
I am too. But it's just the comedic aspect
of it.
it's just walking like we used to without headphones and phones and
like that one
like
girl
when we grew up, you know.
That one girl who's like, I wish they had just one phone for a whole family and you just leave it at the house.
I know. Like you mean like landlines?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
And anybody can answer it.
No. You can still get that, by the way. It's your local cable company. Or phone companies that still exist, I guess.
But I...
But no, it's just, I brought that up because it's insane. It's insane to me that it's like, okay, how many of us in our age, parents, told our kids, get off your damn phone and go outside.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go ride a bike, go skateboard, go get hurt, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And now they've discovered it's a trend on TikTok is just to walk without a phone and think to yourself. Just listen to your own thoughts. That's how we grew up. What do you,
I know. It's just it's a trip, man.
It's just walking.
Yeah.
Which is great for you, by the way.
I am going to remind you of something. Because I just got one last week.
Uh-oh.
I got a brand new Sony Walkman cassette player.
Mm.
AM, FM,
no,
stereo.
No, for sure.
I just got one from eBay.
Wow.
Brand new.
Man, did you get it tapes?
No, I'm buying those now.
Oh, okay. Because
I'm looking for my old ones.
I told you I was going to get a record player after you got one.
I think I got rid of my damn cassettes, man. And all these moves I've made, it pisses me
off. Oh, I know. I swapped out all my cassettes for CDs back in the day. Mm-hmm. And eventually just had, and I still got them in that closet right there. All the CDs, but all my tapes have been, I've got a couple left.
Both of my kids thought it was cool as hell. I thought they were going to think it was stupid.
The Walkman, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. You showed them the pencil trick.
I haven't had one to show them.
That's right.
That's right. But I was just, you know, let them feel it and open it and push the buttons and stuff. It's really cool.
Yeah, no, that's cool. Mechanical buttons.
But let me hit you with an ethical thing here.
Uh-oh.
Right. You're talking about fixing people with the injury, say spinal cord injury, right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a good.
Spinal cord injury was their recklessness due to their negligence and recklessness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just. Do I want to go here?
Yeah.
All right.
I
see so many. Like, I feel like I have no problem fixing somebody who their own carelessness caused this.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I have no problem with that. But I just giving them a second chance, right?
Sure.
All right. I think living is more important than walking. I think everybody mm-hmm. agrees with that.
Sure.
Right? I'd rather be alive than paralyzed.
Yeah. Well, I mean, people might not agree with that.
Excuse me.
But no.
I'm not talking quadriplegic. I know people in that situation would rather not live.
I mean, the song One comes to mind. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. He's saying kill me over and over again.
Right.
It's the Morse code.
Yeah.
All right. These people who get Narcan, I see people get pissed off when first responders or anybody for that matter save someone who overdoses
mm-hmm.
with Narcan. It's like, they're almost like, you know, hey, they did it to themselves. Why? They always bring up insulin. Like they compare insulin and this. Like, why can't both be free? I don't know why you would begrudge somebody. I mean, people make bad decisions all the time.
Yeah.
But I mean, there are people who honestly would rather somebody's mother, father, brother, sister, daughter, son die than to have a second chance through. You have this in your hand. All you got to do is, you know, put it up their nose or give them an injection or whatever. They're gonna come back.
I
don't know.
Ultimately, what it boils down to for me is if you can save a life, save a life.
That's the way I feel.
I mean, it's at its core.
Yeah.
You know,
and it frustrates me too.
Let's say, you know, I don't know. Let's say it's a horrendous crime. And in that crime, somebody defends themselves and shoots that dude or she shoots that mm-hmm. dude or whatever. So he's trying something horrible and he gets capped in It's a spinal cord.
Yeah, good point. That's another.
That's a
hell of a dilemma. You know, I know what you're saying.
If you have that technology, do you give him his legs back? Or
yeah.
Because if, you know, let's say it's the, I don't know, a horrible R-word thing situation. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you know, again, you won't. He's got a Fifth Amendment right to a trial and all that. I mean, but that comes out guilty. I mean, if he's found guilty in that situation, I want him castrated.
Correct.
Anyway.
I know what you mean.
So there's another moral, you know, dilemma there for that kind of technology.
Yeah, no, that's a great
question. You don't know something
about. If you have it.
Yeah, cause let's say, you know, that happened.
Because everybody makes bad decisions. And I don't know. Man.
Yeah.
That's a whole podcast.
It really is.
Yeah, moral dilemmas, ethical dilemmas.
You know, it's something to think about for sure. I mean, where do you draw that line in the sand? And who am I to pick that situation and say, here's where I draw the line, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that goes back to maybe, I don't know, a jury system or something like that for something like that. Anyway, well, that's something to ponder. It's like endless possibilities.
Yeah.
Start spawning.
Because I go back to comments on videos that just irk me. And I wish when we did our pet peeves thing, I've thought of a couple more, actually.
We always do. Yeah. But, me too.
I think anybody here our age can appreciate. I don't think other people deal with mail much anymore. But you know, when you're going to write a check and pay a bill, or used to,
yeah.
I still do, right?
You still write checks?
Yeah. Oh. Every day at work.
Yeah, that's true.
And at home. I just ordered new checks the other day. But the damn perforated line never lines up with the fold in the paper. Have you remember that?
Yes.
And you go to tear it out, and it'd be too long to fit in the damn envelope, and then you notice the little perforated line.
Yes.
You need to tear more. Who in the hell designed that? it's so weird.
I know.
Perforated line never lines up with the
crease. See, there you go. All the more reason just to pay them online.
I just love writing checks.
Do you really?
Yes.
Well, you have handwriting, though, that's immaculate, though.
Well,
like your checks are probably beautiful.
They look pretty cool. if I do say so myself.
Nobody's ever said those words.
No, never.
Never said that word. Or that sentence, that combination of words is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
But one of my pet peeves from comments, I've brought it up to you before, is the damn shark thing. Every time.
Well, it just looks like a seal.
You can see something. No, you can see
they're
somebody.
They're just test biting.
Get freaking eaten by a shark. That poor guy in Egypt that ate by the tiger shark,
right.
Yelled out for his dad.
Right.
That was terrible. And so many people in the comments saying, shouldn't have been in the ocean. That's their world. Motherfucker, we live here too. What the hell? I've never understood that logic.
No, I get it.
You should know as soon as you step in the damn ocean, blah, blah, blah.
Well, I mean, I get it. I completely get what you're saying. I mean, yes, you could say, you know the risks. Just like when you get in a car, you know, you know the risk, but it don't mean don't drive.
Right.
I mean, yes, you're right. It's our planet too. We use the ocean.
Where does the line stop?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Yes, I do feel bad when I hit a deer or somebody hits a deer and I'm like, damn, we put this road right through there. What are they supposed to do? You know?
Yeah. Well, they could go to a deer crossing.
Right.
I saw that. Remember that? Oh my God.
Yes,
I couldn't believe
that
it.
That lady said, why would they put a deer crossing?
Why would they put a deer crossing right here?
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me? See,
but
that's probably one of those fake videos we're talking about.
It could be.
That was
she
no,
seems
somebody
she
that
sounded,
dumb.
Yeah. But no, man, I'm so tired of that. It is on. I promise you, I could do a video where I could bring up 20 shark videos, and there's some idiot in there that says either they don't have a taste for humans,
it's just a test bite.
Yeah, they're just a test bite. Yep. It's like, who told you that? Yeah. Like, did your shark buddy tell you that they don't have a taste for us?
Right.
You know, they have eaten people, completely devoured them, ripped them to shreds, gone back and ate every piece. Who knows?
I guess.
I'm sure some were exploratory, but how does that damn thing live, whatever, 500 million years and can't go, oh, that's a fucking human.
Yeah, that's right.
You know? Yeah. It's like the ultimate predator in the history of the world.
It really is.
Lived alongside the dinosaurs. Can't recognize a fucking human.
I love your voice spikes over there, by the way. That's great. I'm about to edit
that.
Sorry. No, that's fine. It'd be funny as shit.
But yeah, it kills me, man.
I don't know. I mean, because you can say that about
assholes.
Anything. You know, you can.
That's the point I was really getting at.
Yeah, you do know there's a risk going in the ocean.
You do.
And when you go into a lake, there's less of a risk for something like that, but there's still risk of, you know, trees down there grabbing you if you get hung up and
that's
drowning.
True.
I mean,
or boats, be shallow when you jump in.
Yes, boats hitting you.
Damn right. Alligators.
Alligators.
Seriously. Depending on where you live.
That's right. There's a chance.
Mm-hmm.
And so everything is just a risk reward. You're just weighing.
That's right.
I mean, that's all there is.
Some people obsess over it like I do. Like, I'm too afraid to go in there.
Yeah.
But I admire people who go in. I think, man, that's cool. I wish I could do that.
Like, I think if you're too afraid to do something like that, I think you're missing out on things.
Sure.
Like you said, you went to the Bahamas, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you wanted to go snorkeling. I think you should have 100% went snorkeling.
I came so close.
I mean, I think you missed out and you would have loved it.
I made it up to the counter.
Yeah.
And didn't rent my stuff. I changed my mind.
Right. But
you know how I think.
But yeah,
I'm like,
I do.
This would be so fitting.
And if I was somebody to ask me to place a bet on that, I would have bet you would not have.
Yeah, good.
Because I know you
I appreciate
have talked
that.
About it a million times.
I hate being predictable. I really do. But that's one thing. You're never going to see James Wright die doing something dangerous.
So, okay. I was going to ask
on purpose.
I was going to ask you. Let's say
unprotected sex. I'm sorry, but that's about as dumb as snorkeling, to be honest with you, in this day and age.
Well, yeah, no, it is. You're right. What about, let's say, I don't know, hiking? Hiking just out in the mountains.
True.
Because,
okay.
I mean,
it's scary.
It's relatively low risk for the most part.
For the most part, it is. That's right. Yeah. But,
and then let's say you're hiking out, I don't know, 10 miles. You're going to camp. There's this perfect spot. There's waterfall. Mm-hmm. There's fish. You can live off the land for a week, whatever. Yeah. But you got to get out there.
I know what you're getting at. There's a risk.
I mean,
you can, mountain lions.
There's bears, mountain lions. You could break your ankle on a rock.
You could fall off. Remember that guy that got his hand trapped in the...
Oh, yeah. The
126 hours or whatever that movie was.
The cave thing or the crevice. Yeah.
Yeah. Had to cut his arm, his hand off.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But you're right.
Yeah.
There is a risk
in
hiking.
You know, you're not going to get bit by a shark there, but you can get bit by a mountain lion and get killed or
a bear or a snake. That's right.
Yeah.
But
so, like, when we go to Euoria, for example, even if we go to the campground like we have before, because we've been out there and most of the time we'll just stay there, but you can camp anywhere out there. But the campground feels relatively safe. Why?
Good point.
Because it's just some roads they carved into the woods.
Right
and
in
some
the middle
spots
of the woods.
In the middle of the
little
forest.
Cleared
and
out
a million
spot
acres.
For a tent.
Million acres.
Anything could wander up there.
Anything. There's just a bathroom.
That's right.
And some road, like a dirt road in a circle.
Yeah.
It doesn't make it any more safe, but it feels safer.
It does, though.
Now, you can argue there's people nearby.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only difference. If there's other people camping in the area, or maybe the host, if there's a host.
Yeah.
You're right there on the water, so there's boats going by, you know, on that particular campground we're talking about. But, I mean, it's not really any different from being out. If you just drive, when you go up in Euoria, you take a lift, and we go up there where me and you and Ho went and all that. That's complete wilderness.
It is
not any different. Yeah. But
a bear taking an exploratory bite out of us.
That's right. Yeah, rough. I know. I mean, he ain't gonna. You know, it's a black bear.
Yeah,
he's not gonna. Not in any real danger.
You remember we were panning for gold.
But that's what you do, right? When you go hiking, you take bear spray. I carry my guns out in the woods.
Yeah.
But you take bear spray and stuff because there, you know, there's risk. So
that's right.
It's not like in the ocean. I mean, I guess you could go out there with a fucking harpoon gun or something. Right. Is there? You don't have bat shark spray.
Oh, that.
You remember that?
Cheesiest thing ever.
Cheesiest Batman fucking line ever. Anyway, I picture him hanging off the ladder still.
When we went gold panning,
yeah.
Remember how we had a couple moments there where we just, because when you talk about, you don't think about it for a whole hour or whatever. Then all of a sudden you like, I haven't looked around in a while.
That's right. And That's right.
That creek,
you'll get a feeling
is a little loud. You wouldn't hear something coming up on you. So when you kind of remember that for a split second.
Yes,
it hits you, and you'll then you definitely, just look around and you feel better.
And those moments never, no matter how many times you're in the woods, they'll never stop. You get those feelings, oh shit, and you'll take a peek, you'll kind of look around, gauge everything again, and go back to panning or whatever you're doing. Because you start thinking, shit, I'm so hyper focused on this hole, digging this gold up.
There's a dude with a hockey mask and a machete standing right behind me.
I mean, it could be.
That's.
There's a chance of that too.
It's so random, but you could put a number on it.
I know.
Like getting struck by lightning.
That's right.
Twice. I saw a video of a guy who got struck by lightning like 5 or 6 times in his life. This old man lived. And I was like, holy. It was like Guinness Book of World Records that you don't want to break or
that's
something.
That's right. You do not want to be in there for that. And I saw something similar to that.
Man.
The same one.
That's just terrible. One time he was in his house and it came through the window and hit him in the ankle.
Yeah. Like, that's crazy. That's crazy. I remember you telling me about
pissed off God or something.
I'm telling you. That's crazy. Damn, we're at like 1 hour and 40 minutes. We've covered
a
plethora of shit.
We have.
Started off kind of slow, but we got into some shit there. That was some good stuff, I think. I don't know what this title is going to be. Shit. It's going to be like random thoughts, facts, and fucking shark attacks.
I love that. Random thoughts, facts, and shark attacks.
And fucking shark attacks.
That's good.
That actually, I didn't mean to rhyme like that, but you know, it's just, I don't know.
That works.
Anyway. Yeah.
Y'all come back now. Here.
Yeah. We'll definitely... We'll think about, the ghost thing again, for sure. I'm always down for any kind of paranormal discussion.
What I want to do is, when we do that, because I actually have thought about that when I was going to bring the idea to you. I feel like I should, like, maybe bring to you, these are, like, my most convincing ones. What do you think about them type thing? Because it wouldn't be the first time that you've pointed out something that I'm like, okay, I can kind of see what the hell you're saying there.
Yeah, you've sent me a lot of little videos over the years. Yeah.
But I'll try to bring some compelling ones that really...
That'd be cool. That, and then we got, we still want to talk Mandela Effect at some point.
I think we could do that.
I got a little list already on my phone from where you talked about it before. We got that... What else did we say a minute ago? I forgot something else we said, but at some point, more true crime for sure. Memphis, West Memphis 3.
Yeah, I think that would be fun.
I think if we, start doing some more of that, I want to put together that convicting a murder, not convicting a murder. That stuff. That guy's YouTube channel, I'll shout it out, whatever. He has a great series, and you have to read it all, though. So consolidate that into, like, one podcast, I think it'll be good. I think it'll be fun.
But you talking about the 33 things?
Yeah, 33
times. He
focused
on season 2.
Season 2, right, which is what we had always talked about. Like, are they going to cover season 2? And they did indirectly, but I definitely want to do it because I think there's some really good points in there. And he uses all the case files and shows you everything exactly what he's talking about. So all credit to that guy. We'll find out. But anyway, something like that I would definitely like to do. We'll keep stirring that can of worms. Stirring that pot. But, I mean, we got a lot of stuff we want to do.
We do. So I watch the
House of the Dragon.
House of the Dragon.
Yeah, that would be, look, I mean,
West
I know
Memphis
it's not
3,
comfortable doing it on a podcast,
Mandela.
But.
Yeah, I mean.
People would love it.
We could do it. On the channel, whatever.
Yeah.
But because I came close to just when I was in my recliner, I came so close to hitting it.
Well,
but
I'll tell
you
what
stopped me is it's like,
yeah.
Am I, well, I want to get into this.
You will.
And then it's going to.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, though. If you start that and then you know, that's 10 weeks right there of automatic.
And there's another season coming, right?
Oh, yeah. So there's going to be four or five.
Okay. So, yeah, it might be worth getting into again. Yeah, definitely. That would be fun.
I mean, you're back in that world. And, of course, you got Dunkin' Egg coming, too. That's already greenlit, too. That's going to be the best series.
I found that book, too.
Night of Seven Kingdoms, mm-hmm. all three of them together. Because that's all three novellas, I'm sorry, together. But he's supposed to be writing more. It's never going to happen. But, yeah, there's so much stuff, man. But, anyway, I guess we're good.
Yeah, man. Worked out good.
Yeah, yeah. We can just always get together and start bullshitting.
Hell yeah.
It always works. But yeah, we'll let it we'll get out of here. Thanks for everybody for watching this long. If you're on YouTube, and do us a favor. If you listen to us on audio platforms, leave us a review on there, on Apple, whatever. We're on everything now, man.
Mm-hmm.
Spotify video. We're on Spotify. We got video on Spotify. That's pretty cool. They've added video.
Yeah, I like that.
But any new people, do us a favor. If you enjoy these, you know, hit the subscribe button on YouTube and try to help us start slowly creeping up to the big 100K. I think we're at 70, almost 78,000 again.
Yeah.
Once I get to 83 again, I'll feel better about the whole thing.
Yeah.
83.5 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyway, and then we'll definitely need to talk too about getting Patreon, all that stuff going again, which we guess already, but we just need to discuss what we want to do with it.
Yeah.
Because we want to make it worth it, you know.
I want it to be worth it. Yeah, that's right.
Maybe do news. Like we talked about before, maybe do like a little 5 or 10 minute after show. This is exclusive.
I think that would be cool.
Yeah. Exclusive stuff. So we'll do that too.
And I don't know, there's some little itch in me that kind of wants to do something live again.
Me too.
Okay,
me
good.
Too. Yes.
All right. So maybe we could do that.
Yep. Yeah. No, yeah. We could do a live podcast or, you know, I mean, House of Dragons season 2.
Because it doesn't matter how many people necessarily show up. The video will still be there for people to come watch when they can. Yeah. But it would be cool to see who showed up and just have that feeling again. That was always so fun.
It's fun. And then so if you react to House of Dragons season 1 on here, in season 2 we can just go live after the show again.
Oh shit.
I mean, that's right back into the game.
Is it on Sundays?
Yep.
God damn.
Yeah, I know.
I miss the good old
days. Talk to our buddy.
Yeah.
Work out
Mondays
an hour
are,
shift or
Mondays
something.
Mondays are so.
Monday but I mean that's
are,
so. That's they so far it's just summer 2024. That's all we know.
Okay.
I mean, that could be anywhere from, you know, June to August. I don't know. We'll see.
Things could change.
Should have a trailer coming soon.
Awesome.
All righty. We're good?
Yep.
All right. We'll let it wrap up and fade to black.